The Walker administration and Republican legislators say to help the state budget, there needs to be a tightening of eligibility for the Medicaid program, known here as Badger Care. The state wants federal officials to okay cutting off 64,000 people, including 29,000 children. Democratic lawmakers in Milwaukee heard from about 15 people last night who oppose the state plan. Dr. Betsy Peterson of Beaver Dam says she's particularly worried about the kids.
They won't be able to get necessary vaccines. They won't be able to get preventive health care. We won't be able to identify developmental concerns or cancer or other kind of preventive care that could be identified early and then be much lower costs. And so it'll end up with much higher costs later.
Peterson says she understands the state wants to save money, but she says someone has to speak for the large number of infants being born while covered by Badger Care. Jean Davidson of Wauwatosa says she sees the proposed Medicaid cut as part of a conservative pattern.
It's just so disgusting that this is happening and so destructive. And it's such a power grab that it's incomprehensible what these people are thinking.
State officials say they're thinking that Wisconsin's Medicaid program has a shortfall of $500 million. If the Obama administration rejects the state's waiver request, Wisconsin could go for a slightly smaller Medicaid cutback next summer. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.